Hello and welcome to the 14th Manx Footy part of the 2019-20 season. Today myself and Dave,
hi everyone,
are joined by Alaman FA under-18s pair Jacob Crook and Taylor Andrews. Welcome guys to Podcast Towers, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Of course we're in to discuss Sunday's FA County Youth Cup quarter-final in Essex. Are you guys getting excited about that?
Very excited.
You sound it, Taylor.
Yeah, we're getting ready.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I suppose before we go any further, Dave, we should take a minute really to just pass our thoughts on to the family and friends of Corinthians midfielder Fraser Vaughan, who sadly passed away last week at just 27. He was a lovely guy, wasn't he, and a great footballer as well.
He certainly was. You know, thoughts go out to the family and friends, and obviously his former clubs. I know some of the family quite well, and obviously they're all deeply in shock, but they are very grateful for all the support they've had. And Fraser was just really well respected and well liked by everyone who met him. So yeah, taken far too soon.
There's more on the tributes from former clubs, as you say, Youth and Laxey as well. There's been lots of outpouring of grief, obviously, on social media from other clubs in today's Independent, isn't there?
Certainly is, yeah.
Right, lads, before we delve head first into some youth cup chat, it's time for the first biscuits. It's easy for me to say, isn't it?
Yeah,
biscuits of 2020. Now, I went to the Coey. Just to keep Tony Seale happy at lunchtime, guys. So I've got some all butter shortbread fingers. Do you want one, Jacob?
No, but it's terrible, please.
You're going to make there's about 50% of your daily saturated fats are one of them. Jacob, you've bought some Fox's Melts in. I've not seen these ones before.
They're special, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this what the kids are eating these days, is it? What's it? What's a popular biscuit of choice in the canteen at the moment?
The canteen? Oh, I'm not sure.
No, canteen.
No, we don't have any.
No biscuits?
No biscuits anymore.
Not healthy.
Oh. Gaffer cake's still a good half-time.
No, you don't even have them at half-time.
Oh, yeah, half-time. Yeah. No. Do it Royals.
Right, let's go ahead and talk about the FA County Youth Cup. Have I said that right, Dave?
I think so. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter, mate. We're going to be rusty today, aren't we?
Yeah, first one of 2020. You're off to a flyer, decade and all that. But yeah, you're off to Essex at the weekend, lads. Averley FC, that's right, isn't it? Jacob, I think, is where you're playing.
Yeah.
Taylor's nodding.
Yeah.
I've Googled it, right, so it looks a pretty nice ground, actually. Artificial pitch.
Yes.
It was only built a couple of years ago, I think. So 2017, 3,500 capacity.
Hopefully that'll be filled.
Looks quite similar to the bowl. But what's the mood in the camp? Are you looking forward to it, Jacob?
Well, yeah, it's been a long time coming, obviously, with the boys. You know, Manchester pulled out last round, so obviously you've got a bye. It's been a long time since we've had, you know, good competition. The boys are up for it, aren't we?
We've been
training hard, you know, running after training. Just a lot of work's been put on and just feel like we need to have some, you know.
You want a game
now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you had Christmas in the way. Has it been hard to keep motivated over that time, Taylor?
I think we're all motivated. I think we're all ready. I think we've had a game over Christmas.
Yeah,
we just had a training.
You played
session.
The sort of the senior squad, didn't you?
We played Russian and the senior squad.
And how did they go? Good game, go all right?
We played well. Obviously, the conditions were poor in the Alaman senior.
Oh yeah, absolutely hammered it down that day, didn't it?
But Russian was a close match, really. We lost 2-0, I think it was.
2-0, yeah.
But we showed
pretty chances.
Yeah, we showed some great attacking threats and yeah.
And do you know much about Essex? So obviously they're going to a big catchment area to choose from, aren't they?
Well, yeah, a few of the boys have spotted one
famous player who plays for what was it? Rising Ballers.
Some academy.
Right, okay. Yeah. So is he going to be a marked man?
Possibly, yeah. Apparently, he plays up front, so obviously Callum Sherry will stick there.
First 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let him know he's there.
Do you think playing on an artificial pitch over there will be a good thing? So obviously, you guys are used to training on it.
Definitely. Obviously, we train here week in, week out. You know, six times a week, I'm down at the ball. So obviously, we're all used to the, you know.
Six times a week?
Well, yeah. It's pretty much, yeah.
You should open one of the change rooms.
Yeah.
But obviously, some clubs come over and it's probably quite a daunting experience because it is quite a wide pitch. Even there's some clubs over here struggle with it. You guys are used to it, aren't you? It must be advantageous for when you go and play on an artificial.
Well, definitely, it's consistent, isn't it? There's no bubbles and obviously you can get the ball down and play tiki-taka football. It suits us.
So the first round, you were victors in Cheshire, weren't you? Now, obviously, that was on a grass pitch and I think the was the weather pretty dodgy?
The weather was, the pitch was terrible.
Yeah. So this is a contrast to that, yeah. Isn't it, Taylor? So it'd be
We had to play to our strengths that game. We had to play a lot of long football. We could play passes, got midfield, we could play passes. So fast attack, it was all in behind, and that's how we broke them down.
And when you find you're playing these clubs, that teams that you don't really know about, is it the first 5-10 minutes sussing them out, really, and then seeing how you...
Everything's in behind, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Corners. And Lewis always says, you know, get stuck in straight away, put a good tackle in, show that you're here and you're up for a game.
Yeah, and then if you need to adapt your game, you do it from that point, sort of thing.
Yeah. Just play your way into the game.
And I suppose, Taylor, we've said you're away this weekend. Do you like an away game?
It gives us time to bond. We're on the coach, we're on the plane.
You've got a lot of time to bond.
Especially the last year when we were big bus journeys, weren't they? Coach journeys. But I've never played at home.
Do you think there'd be pressures that come with that? Because obviously all your friends and family will be there. And all
yeah,
your mates.
There will be pressure. Like we're all, none of us are under pressure going tomorrow, Saturday, even Sunday. None of us are under pressure.
Yeah, exactly. It's just an opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just an opportunity.
So do you know what you're going to do yourselves on Saturday afternoon? Because I know you fly out Saturday morning, don't you?
Saturday morning. Saturday morning.
And obviously the game's not till Sunday morning, so you've got a whole day kicking your heels, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I imagine we'll just sort of relax in the Premier League and just,
match the day then.
Yeah. In bed for 11. Right, Jacob, Jacob's already mentioned it. It's been a frustrating period, though, hasn't it? Because it's one of those... You were meant to play Manchester. They withdrew. Do you think they were just a bit scared?
Definitely. Definitely scared.
Yeah. So you've had that longer period. Has it worked in your favour against you? Because obviously you've had more time to prepare than Essex will have had.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I don't think Lewis and Paul have let it affect them. We've kept on our sort of schedule. Yeah. You know, the boys have kept focused and we've still doing running. So I don't think it's affected us at all. I think we're still in the same shape. Mm-hmm. Like you say, we've had longer to prepare for this game, and we know what's coming now. So.
And would you have liked a few more club games, though? Because obviously we're in that horrible part of the season where, there's cancellations quite a lot. Postponements, I should say, most weekends. And you might get one game, and then there's another couple of weeks break. And obviously Christmas as well. You would have probably liked a few more 90 minutes in the legs, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously it's more experience and just get better. But
yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah.
And now, Taylor, you are one of eight Douglas Royal players in the squad. It's pretty much Douglas Royal FC going across. Unsurprisingly, they've called their first team game off this weekend. Is it an advantage that you guys play in week
it's
in,
a
week
massive, Yeah, it's a massive advantage. We train each week, play each other. We know, even just the runs that we know what's going to happen. We know how we all play.
And obviously, Jacob, you were there last season. So you're not a million, you obviously know most of the guys.
I know, exactly. We're all close and we message and we meet up. Outside of football, anyway, we're all close mates. That's what I can say about this team. It's past years we haven't had this cohesion. I think this year we're a tight bunch. We all, we're all together. We're not separated bunches. We're all the same.
How does it feel about skippering? Is that something you wanted
to do? I was made for it. Yeah. I take it in my stride. Honestly, it's a great opportunity to represent the island and. Yeah. Wear the skipper armband, so I'm just I'm really thankful for the opportunity and just
tell you what, he's had his media training. Lewis
and Jonesy, we had talked about. Well, we should say you have played a few games for the Ireland senior Ireland side now. Obviously the Brentford B game, and you started
as well. Yeah,
left back, didn't you? Have you enjoyed that? Having a sample of the senior side.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's total, new. Game whenever you go into the senior team, it's fast and you just can't take your eye off the ball. But, Paul Jones and Lee Dixon and Steve Burns, they've all, coached and just, really helped me and encouraged me and just given me feedback, which is, great, and obviously offered opportunities to play, which is what I want.
And was it a big step up, or did you find it?
Definitely, I think it is a big step up, especially when you're playing the likes of Brentford B and,
Derby City, and then obviously you went to the Inter Island as well. And do you think many of your under-18s, to colleagues could do the same step up?
I definitely think so. I think talks, obviously the boys are developing. I just say keep going as you are, and you'll get noticed because Paul Jones, they turn up to games, they watch these boys, and obviously they're coming through to the senior teams now. And, they will get watched and hopefully get selected in the upcoming years.
Taylor, is that sort of thing you're aiming for?
Yeah, it's something I'm pushing for. It's something I want to represent the Ireland team. You know, we've both done it for 10 years. I want to represent them at a senior level.
Yeah, I saw a cracking, I can't remember who's on social media, a picture of you two in one of the either under 14s or under 12s.
Probably.
Some of the haircuts were impressive. I can't remember who's a picture. Well, there was. I don't know. Yeah, but it might have been. I can't remember, but yeah, it was someone on Facebook, and you two were tagged in it, and it was like you're in this lovely red hexagon kit. I think.
I know.
I think you were in Manchester, was it? Or
I'm not. I'm not sure where we were, but
Fitzing.
Was it? Yeah, it's Fitzy.
What'd you call it? Kiel.
Yes. Yeah. Kiel. I think it was Kiel. So maybe even under 12s.
Under 13s, under 11s, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they all had the same haircut.
We'll take that one out a bit later, won't we? We should ask, obviously, about your club season so far for Royal and Geordie. I mean, how do you assess the campaign so far?
We're underperforming. I think we know that. We know we can play better.
To be fair, Taylor, you've played. I was looking at the table today. You've played 8 games.
We have played 8 games.
You've played 4 games less than quite a lot of teams.
Yeah, we're a young squad. We're gonna learn. We're gonna get better. But yeah, we're all underperforming right now. I think everyone knows that. Because we do want to push from the table.
But you've had the winter transfer window, I'm going to call it, is paid dividends
for you.
Yeah, you've got Sam and Callum have signed in the last few weeks. They're two big players, really.
Massive signings, yeah.
Obviously getting Sam to come across the Bala-Fletcher divide was...
it's a controversial one, but...
You'll have to make sure he doesn't go in the wrong changing room when he... first place for you guys.
Oh, he won't. He knows now. He knows where he wants to be, and... You know, we just won the game time. That's all they wanted. So best place to go is Royals.
Have you found it? Is it? You know, obviously there's been some games where you may have been taking some big defeats. Is it been easy or hard to pick yourselves up after that?
No, we're resilient. We're always going to bounce back. You know, that comes with youth, doesn't it? So everyone's going to take big defeats in the bottom half of the table to the big sides, but we just need to sort the defence out. Like we score goals. Royals have always scored goals. Mm. But we'll be pushing on. We push it on now.
And obviously, Harry, former podcast guest, in between the sticks, you got one of the best in the island.
I do. Harry is definitely one of the best keepers on the island, and you know he just brings steadiness. He talks all game, just brings steadiness. So.
Jacob, obviously you're slightly higher up in the league with St. George's. How have you found it since the summer switch?
Different to Royals. Yeah. Well, I think obviously the commitment of the boys. Everyone wants to win the league. I think. At least the beliefs there. Obviously, we had a poor result against Douglas Athletic when we lost 1-0. That was hard, but we all came back. We all regrouped, and I think now we're pushing on. We know what we want to achieve, and I think we just got to challenge them top teams. Obviously, with like St Mary's, we were unlucky. Mm. You know, a poor referee decision, I would say, getting brought down in the box. But we take it as it comes. But I think we just need to. Take each game as it comes and just sort of. Yeah.
And how have you found working with Chris Bass Senior? Obviously, his reputation goes before him.
Yeah, it is an experience.
Have you experienced the hairdryer yet?
I have yet. Yeah. No, I do like his style of leadership. It's you are put in your place, but you know where you're wrong. I hate people who go around and try and sugarcoat things and just want it precise. And I want to know when I'm playing badly and when I'm playing well. So. Mm.
Yeah,
a couple of goals last weekend as well. Happy with that?
Yeah, it's good. Total yardage of about 2 yards. Very tap-ins, but it's always good to get goals. It's my first 2 goals of the season, so hopefully bring
on
some more.
On a roll now.
Yeah.
And have you found yourself settled into a position yet? I know you've been playing left or maybe a bit further forward, and then occasionally you've played left back as well, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I've mixed around between the positions, but I think what he's told me is... we're all here, we're versatile players and we can all play in different positions. So I'm just, this is my first year and what I'm doing is I'm just, giving it my all, showing that I can play football and I want to get a position in the starting 11 and that's all that.
It's still some good players instead in the past, isn't it? Bassey's starting.
With the likes of Bassey as well, I just want to learn off them and take everything that they have and just become a better player.
All right, we've had tons of questions in for you two. I have to say, we can't actually broadcast some most of them. Some of them were quite, what's the word, Dave? On the nose, maybe the phrase.
Past the watershed.
Yeah. But go on, then. First one in from Mug. winner and podcast favourite.
Dave Matheson, yeah. He's talking about FC Alamance. So he asks, if the FC Alamance application is accepted by the English FA, will you both be looking to join next season or perhaps in the future?
I will be looking to join next season. I'm not ready. I think I've got a lot to learn yet. So but it's definitely something I want to look into and, you know, something I want to do. Definitely.
Jacob?
I will definitely look into it, but obviously university's coming around the corner, so you know, if the opportunity's there, I'll speak to Jonesy, but obviously I'm really looking forward to it, obviously, because it's better opposition away, and it gives us the opportunity to get scouted and, you know,
go
to a different level.
We've had Paul in, and we've talked about FC Alamance loads, and it's aimed at your generation and your and has it caused much of a buzz around your contemporaries are all saying, oh wow, yeah, I really want to play for FC Alamance if it happens.
But definitely, it gives us, you know, sort of an ambition, an aim for, you know, younger players to
push hard,
go on. Yeah. And yeah, exactly. And then, you know, to see, you know, Manx players up in the high leagues and to think, you know, they're my role models, you know, local role models, that's realistic and achievable.
Yeah.
Going to.
And as you say, the platform to potentially find a way into the professional game.
Exactly. Yeah.
I saw just before Christmas as Guernsey FC, which is obviously a similar. Into FC Alamance, they've been in the leagues now for 11 years. They had a 16-year-old playing for them this season in their first team. He's played, I think, maybe half a dozen to a dozen games for the FC. He's been scouted by Bristol City and has now joined their academy just before Christmas. He signed
There was another one that got signed by Bolton as well recently, wasn't there? This week there was another North West Counties League player that's been snapped up as well.
As you say, the pathways are there. It's a great platform for you guys to showcase your talents, as it were. Next question in from Jack Moy. He says, question for Taylor. What does he want to win in the next 3 years with Royals?
I don't think we'll be pushing for the league in the next 3 years, but we'll be looking at the Cal Cup.
You'll have some team for that.
We'll be looking at the Cal Cup. It's definitely something we've spoke about. You know, we've even had a few friendlies already with just the Cal Cup team. Really wants to win.
Yeah. I think Geordie's will still have that.
We'll see.
We've got the likes of, you know, Jay Scott's and Maxwell, Joel Ladner.
It's just under 21s, isn't it?
Yeah, we're definitely a lot stronger.
But yeah, you'd be favourites to be targets on your back for that one. The team who wanted to beat you, wouldn't it? Taylor?
Definitely. Yeah. No, I think we are favourites right now. I think we're favourites going into it.
That'd be some battle in the final. Yeah.
Adrian Rashid's been on. He says, hi guys, I suppose you're probably drinking Fruit Sheep or some more milk from our mugs, but they're not actually. These guys have brought their own drinks.
Yeah, pro athletes, they don't want any of our stuff, do they?
Alright, Dave, don't take it personally. He says, question for Grok, is it looked like you were going to join Peel, but why did you end up joining Geordies in the end?
I don't really think that was the case. After, you know, I said to Fitzy that I was sort of leaving Royals and going on to, you know, train with a more committed and bigger squad. I trialled, you know, different teams. I tried Peel, I tried Geordies, went down to Russian, and I just sort of kept an open mind and just, you know, took each training session as it came. So what happened was, when I went to Geordies, obviously the youth they have there, I just liked the whole ethos and the commitment of the players in pre-season, and the commitment that they had from early on. It just, you know, it was, I found it quite appealing. It was just something that I got attracted to. So I don't think it was the fact that I was going to join Peel. Obviously, I like the boys there, and obviously, I know them from the senior team. Mm. But when I went to training, Geordies attracted me just because of their pure commitment and just the whole environment.
To be fair, Jordan, you picked the two clubs with established left wingers as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't going to make life tough, easy for yourself, were you? His next question from Rashid is...
he says, question for Tay-Tay. Yeah. How big a boost is it to have Cal Sherry on your team now?
It's a massive boost. We've struggled at the back. I think we lack pace at the back. Well, we did lack pace, definitely. But Cal's rapid. Mm. You know, you have to beat Cal twice all the time. You have to beat him twice. So he's a massive player to have. Mm. Really happy to have him. I think we all are.
So a player to watch second half of the season.
Definitely, definitely.
Next question is in from Tom Curfee. We were talking about this before we started. Tom sent a message to us, Taylor, to say that you're not a big fan of the Footy Podcast.
Yeah, well, that's I only don't watch it when he's on it. That's it. Only when he's on it.
He says, "Would you say you haven't felt at home at a club since you left the mighty Moran?"
I left Moran a very long time ago, and He hasn't let it go yet, I think. And no, I feel definitely.
To be fair to Tom, if you cut him, he'd bleed him around.
He would. Yeah. He actually dies. He loves it. But
it'd be monkey brains coming out of his veins. Isn't it? He also says, is there a possible return on the cards in the future?
Not right now. No. Definitely maybe not right now. Maybe when I'm older.
Yeah, winding down.
Maybe winding down years, maybe.
And he says, and finally, talk us through your wonder strike against St John's last season. How was it? Very lucky.
Well, yeah, it was a hit and hope. Definitely. The whole job to me was a hit and hope, but, you know, adrenaline was pumping. That got us going, but...
So was that in the 18s league? Or
no, that was Div 1, wasn't it?
Oh,
that was
course,
the final game
yeah.
of the season when it wasn't enough, though, was it? It was a draw we got.
Yeah,
and then...
The game
the circumstances.
Yeah. Taylor was nicking the post after yeah. Right, next question, Dave.
Yeah, it's coming from Danny Bettridge. Asks, what are the reasons for you being knocked out of the County Cup last season, and what have you done to improve it for this season?
Yeah, because we talked about this. You guys have actually gone out at this stage the last two seasons in a row. Yeah. So is it mental thing, or is it...
No.
You've played Norfolk, actually, last two times. I remember last year, it was here, wasn't it? It was at home, the Norfolk game, I think, and it was extra time, was
no,
it the year before?
No,
it was the year before,
yeah,
year
yeah.
before, wasn't it? Yeah. So Norfolk seemed to suddenly come out of the hat at this stage. Obviously, have you learned from those experiences, Jacob?
I think so, yeah. Obviously, last year, you know, coming into the Norfolk game, we had quite a few illnesses and injuries, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we did.
So,
yeah.
Obviously, that, you know, went through the team, and not everyone had enough confidence, and just think, you know, just the... you know, everyone got affected, and it was just, yeah, just affected us. But I think, you know, we are looking forward to the game, and we are.
Are you in a better place this year? Are you ready for it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll come up with a victory.
Ooh, confidence.
Confidence.
Now, I'll warn you now, because we did the podcast with Frank Jones and Chris Bash Jr. I'm sure you heard it, Taylor, because I know you're a big fan. before they played Cheshire in the Intercounty League, and there was a lot of chat of similar vein, wasn't there? You know, about we're confident and stuff like that. And Cheshire manager actually played it to his players, and they went out and I think obviously beat the Isle of Man, didn't they, in that game?
Yeah.
So, you know, the Essex may use this as fuel for their team talk. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, they can do it all they want.
Taylor's confident. Yeah,
like, you know, we're confident.
Yeah. We're mentally strong.
Aren't
we?
We are.
I wouldn't worry. I don't think we've got many listeners down in Essex.
You watch, they'll be putting fireworks off outside their Premier League. Right, next question is from one of your teammates this week, Will Bergquist. He says, a question, Taylor. How did you deal with your lengthy goal-scoring drought towards the tail end of 2019? And how was it a big relief after that big, big goal in the Monster win versus Dafka this season?
I did go through a bit of drought. Yeah, confidence was low. It didn't help training when Lewis was absolutely grilling me, wasn't he? Grilling me every other minute, but, you know... The goal's always good to get your confidence back, isn't it?
Well, Sam Baines actually tweeted us about this as well, because he said, is this the curse of the Californian golden boot striking?
Well, there's a curse, isn't there, that when you get the golden boot, you don't score any, the next year you go.
Right.
I'm ready to break that curse.
Yeah, California, great trip to be on. We talked about this the other day, wasn't it? I think it's now in its 20 something year or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, that's a fantastic experience. You both been lucky to be on that, haven't you? And if you've got another crack at it this year,
we do. Yeah.
And obviously, the selection starts soon, isn't it? January, you get
selected.
We've been selected now, so it's just training as a team now. Yeah.
And obviously be a similar squad to the one that's travelling this weekend?
It's actually quite different, isn't
it?
Yeah, it's because you have to get education, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
So,
there's a few
that don't want to go.
So
the squad is a bit different.
But how's it, you know, obviously, what's the standard like out there? Because obviously you seem to always do there, we do well. You know, obviously you wince there, Taylor. So.
You know, there are some terrible teams out there. There are some terrible teams.
It varies,
It does vary, yeah.
But the conditions must be hard to play in, actually.
It's hard to adapt, isn't it?
Yeah,
when you're down there, like 30 degrees. Especially on Astro.
Yeah.
Your feet are burning, aren't they? Absolutely burning. Yeah.
And it's quite... Your schedule's quite intense. You're playing two or three games over a weekend, midweek game, and then another the same again.
Yeah, but what we do before is we do quite a lot of endurance, and they tell us to drink a lot of water just to sort of, you know, get ready to go, you know, just a little more.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm well jealous of him.
Yeah.
Next question is in from your St George's teammate, Joe Coyle. Jacob, he quite a loaded question, really. Joe was probably the other week I had mistaken him for Jay Skeets from Exile, which is quite impressive because Jay wasn't even playing.
Oh, good work.
But yeah, that quickly corrected that one on it in a tweet. He said, question for Jacob, would you rather receive relationship advice from Glenn Walker or Sid Batty?
Oh no, right.
You don't have to state your reasons why.
I don't think any of them know anything about sort of relationships. So I don't think I'm in a place to sort of say which one. No, I'm not going to. No comment, no.
He's going to sit on the Dave Norton fence.
Right, next question from Sam Kenyak. Question for you, Taylor. What would you say is your favourite game and worst game that you've played in senior football?
It's a good favourite question, one. That. Yeah. Okay, Jacob, you have a think about it as well, because that's a good question, Sam.
All boys away last year. Was it 6-1? 6-2?
Jacob's already forgotten.
I probably forget about Royals this quickly. All boys away, 6-2.
We won.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, no, I do remember. That was close again. That, to be fair, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
Well, was it last year? No, it was last year.
Last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was your worst?
Any of the Mary's games.
Oh yeah, Mary's 15. That, yeah, when
I didn't play that one.
It's not. That was it.
You still have. It's all a fixture list. Jacob, Brentford B must have been an absolute massive highlight.
Oh, yeah, Ireland. Oh, God, yeah.
Any senior football?
God, like, Ireland games, it was my first game. Who was it against? I think it was...
Yeah.
Well, I scored my first touch in that game, so that's probably one of my best games, because that got chucked straight in the ice bath after that, and it was just a great moment. And just...
But it was also that Brentford game. I remember you sort of... You started, didn't you? And it was you had one of the best games I've ever seen. Debbie didn't have a left back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, you sort of it was just like, oh, where's Jacob playing left back? No, he's going to play at left back. And you were put up against the silver guy who was Welsh under 19 international and built like a brick outhouse as well. But you did, obviously you had a great game.
Thank you,
that must be one of those moments that will stay with you for a long time.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, what happened was obviously they had a few injuries, and I think Woodsy was injured and a few other people. So I got the opportunity.
Mm.
And I just thought, this is my opportunity to shine and show Jonesy that I'm ready for this. So just
And all filmed by Brentford TV. They had a full media crew over. I remember speaking to Lars Friss, who was the Brentford B manager at the time after the game, and he was spitting feathers because I think he thought we were going to get stuff for us. But obviously it was a great night, apart from being about -4. It was cold.
What was the final score? Was it 5-3 or something?
No one remembers the score. I know. Just remember the performance. Next question is in from Foxtel number one, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, but what we've got from the sublime to the ridiculous. He just wants to know, Taylor, what's your favourite score?
Great question. I think I'll say blue, just in case Fitty's watching. I'll say blue.
Right, okay, that was a bit of a random question. You did say you know what that means, but...
I honestly have no idea what that means.
That's goalkeepers for you, though. Yeah, they always say they're a bit different, don't they? Right, well, we've got you in, lads. We'll walk ahead to Saturday's domestic action, starting off the Canal Life Premier League. Only 4 games this weekend, because you lads are off out on your hollybobs to Essex. Kicking off with the Springfield Road Derby, Dave. Douglas Athletic versus Paul Rose. Battle at the bottom. Pulley still bottom with 1 point, but a win could lift them away from that, couldn't it?
Could. They put up a bit of a fight against Ramsey last week, didn't they? Dafka, they were pushed all the way by Michael, so they'll need to up their game in this one, I think.
I have to say, a couple of mitigators. It was windy.
Yeah, always.
And the pitch was a bit like it could have been in the Concavody player match. So. But nonetheless, no disrespect to Michael, they played a good game, and Dafka did well to sort of get the result in the end. Mason Prince, their hero, obviously he's in the squad.
Yeah,
he must be buzzing after that two penalty shootout saves. And he didn't wear his long trousers this week. He's like the Gabo Karai of Manx football with his long trousers usually. But no,
they might not know who that is.
No, I was going to say he retired probably before they were born. I'll send them a picture. They'll be wanting to get a result in this as well, because although they're sort of 6 points and sort of marooned in mid-table, aren't they, Dafka?
Yeah, and I saw them play against Corinthians a couple of weeks ago, and it finished 9-1. But it doesn't tell the whole story. Like, it shouldn't have been a 9-1 scoreline. They had loads of chances, and that was their thing. They just couldn't take any in that game. It sounds like it was probably a bit similar in the second half against
Second half, when they had the sort of slight wind behind them. Rhys Lake, Martin Cowan, and Mikey Callister stood out as well. They were all bombing forward, but they've
got a good team there, haven't they?
Yeah, and when it clicks, it will click. But any hope for Pulley for getting something like this?
Absolutely. You know, when you've got someone the likes of Steve Priestall on the team, you've always got a chance. They've got other good players in that team as well. So, yeah, I think it'll be close, but Dafka should get the point.
Jacob, time to put a new punditry hat on. Dafka, Pulley, can you pick a winner in this one?
I'm going to go for Dafka.
Okay.
Just because, obviously, they beat us, so I just have the momentum. And obviously, but yeah, no, I think they've got a strong side, which is the likes of Reece Lake. I know a few of them, so yeah. I know they're, you know, good footballers. And
They will start probably as marginal favourites in this one. Taylor, would you agree, or do you think Pulley can pull off?
I'd actually go to draw. Yeah. I think that'd be a split game.
And a draw would suit you guys, wouldn't it? Would suit Royal? Keep them sort of.
Yeah, probably suit us. Probably keep the scores, keep the points both down. But Pulley's got quality going forward, everyone knows that. Especially pretty slow.
Lexi versus Round Dave, obviously, it's going to be. All these games are going to be preceded by a minute's applause for Fraser, which is quite fitting, obviously, but it'd be especially poignant at Glen Road, with one of his former clubs where he spent most of his career, really, when they take on Ram.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of an occasion, I think. Hopefully there'll be quite a few people down for this. I don't know whether the family are going to be down, but it's going to be tough for them. But looking at the football side of things, Laxey will be favourites. But Moran have obviously improved in recent weeks. They put in some good performances. I know they were on the end of a 7-2 defeat against Rushden last week, but it's cup football, isn't it? So who knows? But no, I think the Miners will be too strong, but it could be quite an entertaining game, I think.
Lads, obviously, Laxey had a hell of a start to the season, Jacob.
They did, yeah.
And obviously, they were firing on all cylinders, and they beat Moran 4-0, I think, 2 or 3 weeks into the first start of the season. Can you expect a similar result this week?
Yeah, I can. I can see it going sort of a similar way. I think Laxey, you know, they've got a good team down there. I think Moran, is it at Laxey's?
Yeah,
the support they'll have, I think, you know, they'll want to go out with a bang, probably, they'll probably thrash them, I reckon.
A good old fashioned thrashing, Taylor.
I think Laxey are too well drilled for Moran. They are, the Palmer's got them drilled, doesn't he? Yeah. They are very, very, very well drilled, so I think they'll be too strong for Moran.
Elsewhere, we see your clubs and George's without you, Jacob. Obviously, yeah. I mean, this is going to be a massive hole left in that left hand side. They take on Old Boys in another very close, well, I'm going to call it a derby, Glencountry Road derby. They just got to nip over the edge, really, haven't they? Should George's be favourites for this, won't they, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. Old Boys are again a bit of an enigma. They started off the season quite badly, didn't they? But they've turned a bit of a corner. They've got some good players there. And, you know, they can produce a big performance, but I still think Geordies are one of the teams to beat this year. I mean, there's so much talent in that squad, isn't there? And, okay, the Dafka result was a freak, wasn't it? And I don't see too many of those happening this season, so I think Geordies will be too strong.
I don't think Chris Pastino will let too many of them happen this season. He had them doing laps of the field after that game. Jacob, any sort of team news you can reveal as a good strong squad?
No, I'm not sure, actually. I didn't really know what the availability is like. I think Callum Morrissey's still away, so obviously his return to Geordies, I think, is
his return of the king as a current in the Shire, back in the paddock. He obviously
turned the game against Corinthians, didn't he?
He did. But don't tell him; his head will get bigger. But St George's, you're strong for this one. But as Dave says, Old Boys have turned things around a little bit after a sticky start to the season. You can't really be complacent, as Dafka already showed you this season.
Yeah, no, I think we have learned from our lesson, and obviously the boys. After the win against Governors, I think the momentum will carry us through. We'll get a comfortable victory.
Yeah, 14-0 last week always set you up nicely. Taylor?
Yeah, I agree with Jake. I think Geordies was well too strong for Old Boys.
Okay, okay. Right, final game in the Premier League, which kicks off slightly later at 2:30 this week, seeks St Mary's take on Ramsey at the Bowl. Now, Ramsey have finally found their scoring boots this week, haven't they? They scored their first home goals of the season last week in their 5-2 win.
5-2 win, sorry.
Over Paul Rose. Jamie Moffat, the man in form, with 4. A moth to the flame, as Rory Poole put in the
example. Yeah, the man in the north,
I think it was 4-0 in reverse fixture, which actually, in hindsight, wasn't a bad result considering St Mary's have been hitting their straps nicely this season.
So. Definitely, yeah. I think Ramsey will go into this buoyed by that, and also the fact that Douglasson District did well against St Mary's last week. That was only 4-0 as well in the cup, so it shows you that you know that teams could cause them a few problems. But again, though, I mean St Mary's are champions for a reason, and that's a heck of a squad they've got there. So they should have too much quality in this one.
Any hope for Ramsey claiming any points here, Jacob?
No, I think, like you say, obviously the ball is quite a wide pitch, and that'll suit St Mary's. You know, they'll play the ball on the floor and make them work, and then they'll tie them out, and then I reckon they'll go on to.
Scoreline prediction?
I reckon 8-0.
8-0?
Yeah.
Taylor, you can see Ramsey nicking a goal here.
Yeah, I think everyone could go to Mary's and nick a goal, to be honest. We did it, so I think anyone can. I think it would be about 6-1.
A typical Manx scoreline.
Yeah. Hard to keep clean sheets on
Yeah, clean sheets are a dirty word over here. Right, JCK Division 2. There's a full complement of games on Saturday. The game I'm going to go to, me and you are both doing a Division 2 game this week, aren't we?
We certainly are.
I'm going to go to St John's United versus Foxdale, which is going to be a big day out west for me. This should be a cracker. I'm looking forward to this. Obviously, two of the teams in that top 4-6 mix, as it were.
Both only a few points off the promotion places, and they've both got games in hand. I mean, we know what Billy Park's like for...
Billy Moat
for fixtures, yeah. So... they'll obviously want to start 2020 with a win. And it should be a good game, as you say. There should be plenty of goals in this one.
Dale won the reverse, didn't they?
They did, but
5-1.
I think it was. It was a bit of a turnout for the books. That was. See, St John's have got Calum Target in charge now. Adam Watson's left, so remains to be seen how that will affect things. But yeah, there's lots of goals in store in this game, I think.
I think it'll be a seamless change that day. I think they were both in on the podcast earlier in the season when they had them moved off Ireland, hasn't he? I think it's not that he's been. Packed up his white tactics board and left. But yeah, St John, I think this will be should be a really good game. I'm going to sit on the Dave Norton Memorial fence for this one and say it's going to be a draw. Jacob?
I reckon St John's will probably take the victory. It'll be close, like you say, lots of goals.
Their keeper's obviously out at the moment, James Rice, obviously injured.
He's a good keeper, yeah.
So they'll be missing him. I don't know who filled in. It was Matty Venables, I think, went in goal against Peel in the Cup. So it'll be interesting to see who plays on Saturday. But yeah, this should be a great game. And obviously, local bragging rights at stake out west. You know, the Tim will probably bump it after that as well. Taylor, obviously...
I think Foxy are going to win that one because Rice is a big hole to fill, isn't it? Yeah. I think Fox will win that one.
Big game for Barton as well.
Yeah, it is a big game for Barton.
No pressure. elsewhere, Governors Athletic, obviously fresh from a 14-0 hamstring last week, take on Jim's in the game you're going to, Dave.
Yes, my annual trip to Benmahague. Yeah. I can't wait. It's yet another instalment of the Tony Sewell Derby, of course.
Yes.
It should be a good game. I think both obviously down the foot of the table. I mean, you obviously mentioned Governors got thrashed last weekend, but also Jim's lost 11-1 to Ayr at home. So, you know.
25 goals conceded between the pair of them.
Yeah.
You're in for a long afternoon.
I know, I don't think defences are going to be on top this weekend. But, you know, Govs, we have a Govs supporting colleague.
I've just seen his ears prick up as you mentioned Governors athlete.
I probably wouldn't be forgiven if I didn't say anything good about them. But I think Govs have got a good chance with this one. I might have to sit on the fence, though. I might have to sit on my fence and say...
No chance, Dave. It's up at Benmahague. It's like the cauldron of wind up there.
It is, but I'm going to go for like 5-all or something.
5-all? I suppose they play. Didn't they draw 5-all and lose this?
Did they?
I can't remember. There's been a high-scoring draw already up there.
There's no method to my madness.
At the Benmahague already this season. Jacob, obviously...
I think I'm going to sit on the fence as well.
Yeah.
I think, probably 2-2 or something like that,
Taylor,
I'll go James, just because a teacher plays for them, and he was absolutely fuming on Monday.
Who was that?
Mr Slack, Stephen Slack. So
it's a bit of a teacher's 11, eh? Mikey Lewis,
I think there is quite a few teachers, but yeah, I think James will take that one.
And obviously the game at the Benmahague, any thoughts on that? So obviously it's a bit of a Marmite pitch, that. People either love or hate it. Benmahague?
Yeah, it's very windy, isn't it?
I'm not a big fan,
No, it's always windy.
The cage. The hard bounce. You know, it has a reputation of all of its own, doesn't it? Onken versus Union Mills, Dave. Deja vu, obviously you were there, and they only played each other last Saturday in the Cup, with Onken scoring a very good 3-1 win.
They did. This one was up at Gary Moore, and it was just a case of Onken taking their chances. Mills had far and away the more chances, but... The O's were in debt to Callum Dawson in nets. He had a great game for them. Barry Inglis got a couple of penalties as well, and Josh Wells scored the other goal. So yeah, it was good that, and I think Ogden will obviously be buoyed by that because they've had a bit of a hit and miss season. They've got some really talented young players. Mills, I know it was a day for Foxy to tear his hair out then because he was prowling the touchline and he was so infuriated because they created chance after chance after chance and they just couldn't take it. It was just one of those days for them. This week it could be completely different. They could win 5-0, but I think it's going to be close anyway. But I think Mills will just sneak it.
Mills to win? Yeah, Mills obviously vying for one of those promotion spaces. But I suppose Ogden are not far off the pace either in that respect.
No, Ogden are fifth now. They're only 3 points behind Mills. So, but they have played a game more than them. So.
Jacob, Ogden, Mills, your thoughts?
I'm not really sure. I'm probably going to go with Mills, I reckon.
Yeah, Mills.
Just close victory, yeah.
Taylor?
Yeah, I'll go Mills as well. I think
Mills might just edge this one. Yeah, obviously, after last week, they're probably a bit fired up, especially if Foxy went to watch his beloved Arsenal win on Monday.
Yeah.
So he might have taken some inspiration from Mikel.
Shouted them at half time.
I'm pretty sure he does that already. Yeah. United versus Michael United, another derby of sorts, really, up in Andreas. I know, obviously, fresh from us scoring 11 goals, we're pretty chuffed going into this one. But Michael had a good battling performance against top flight opposition last week, and obviously slipped out on penalties in the cup. No Kieran McNulty last week.
Nope, I don't know whether he's back this week. But
if he slots in alongside Andy Glover, you have to say there'll be goals in that attack, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you look at that team. I mean, you also have what Nick Hurt was playing.
Nick Hurt being done playing the quarterback roles.
So it's a good squad they've got there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they'll cause anyone problems. Sean Kelly's in form now. He got 4 goals in that game.
Sean Kelly scored 4, and I think he played midfield. That's not bad going, is it?
Yeah. So he's obviously the one to watch. And Aidan Cummins also got a hat trick, and your man Dean Tate got a couple as well. So your favourite ever 5-a-side opponent.
Yeah, Dean Tate. Yeah. Tell him everything he knows.
I think again there'll be quite a few goals in this, but I think we'll just edge it.
Lads.
Yeah, I agree with the talent that Ayr's got. I think they're going to come through.
I think Michael.
Oof.
I think Michael will pull something out here. You know, Glover's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good ref as well. Well, he's a good player.
Yeah, representing the West there. Lads, have you had the fortune of playing at Ayr yet? Big trip that for some team?
No.
That'll make a man of you. trip over to Andreas and a pint in the Grosvenor after. Maybe a pickled egg if you're lucky. Right, elsewhere there is Braddon versus Douglas in District. Again, a derby, really. It's only
it's the old man. Every game's a derby. It's
a good point, to be fair, Dave. You made that very well. But Braddon will be a bit sore after going out of the cup last week to get the hands of youth after extra time. But you get to get back on the road with a win over Douglaston District, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sounded like a bit of a strange game for Braddon v Youthy. It was 1-1 at full time, and then all of a sudden Youthy turned up and
Hudgie turned up.
Hudgie got a hat trick and it ended 5-1. Yeah, so Braddon again. They've had a good season. They're well placed. They're in fourth at the moment. They're only 3 points off top, so they'll be targeting this one for a win. But you can never discount D&D, can you? They always spring up a surprise, as we like to say.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, they've proven they can go toe-to-toe with St Mary's last week. So they'll be up for it, but I think Braddon will win.
I think this could be a 5-3 or a 3-2. It's going to be close, this one. Jacob, you're obviously your close neighbours, Braddon. You can hear the shouts. Joy and ecstasy from just over there. So do you think Braddon are
good? I do think Braddon, yeah, they've got a lot of depth in this one. I reckon they'll they'll definitely beat Douglas District for me.
Taylor?
I'll go draw. I think it's going to be a draw, this one. Braddon's not an easy place to play.
Like in Taylor's punditry. Yeah, it's good. We should get him in more often. Maybe listen to a few more if we did that. Right, last game in JCK Division 2, Season Malou take on Rykob at Clack Vane. Now, this game, Dave, I presume you think you'd start as favourites, but Malou have got a few players back in recent weeks, haven't they? Ash Egan's re-signed from Douglas High School. Boys would be a big influence at the back for them, so maybe they could get some points from this.
Yeah, I think they possibly could do it. It's at home, as you say, so that's obviously a bit of an advantage. But when you look at their opponents, I mean, when Darren Hutchinson signed for them, I mean, that's a big plus for them.
It's third club of the season.
Third club, yes. And I mean, how many goals have you got? 21 for St Mary's last year?
Last season, yeah. Top scorer as they won the league. So they won the Premier League. So
it shows you the quality that he brings. And Youthy already had a talented squad. So yeah, I'm afraid I can't really look past an easy win for this one.
Jacob?
I agree. I think, yeah, UC will come out with a victory. Yeah.
Yeah, Darren would be too strong for me, I think.
Yeah, made the long trip to Ballasella worthwhile, wouldn't he? Just before we look at, obviously, mention your game on Sunday, lads, I just point out a couple of things that on Sunday, you know, I don't know if this is a regular occurrence in Manx football, but did you see in the Examiner this week that there was a pitch invasion at Michael on Saturday?
Was there?
Oh, a chicken.
Oh, yeah, the chicken.
A chicken invaded the pitch on Saturday.
And you had a lovely caption on that. There was no foul play.
The referee, Ant Page, and one of the DAFCA subs, Ollie Bennett, had to usher the chicken off. I don't know whether it was some sort of, you know, protest that Nick Hurt's management started.
Well, could be.
But yeah, the play was stopped for a few minutes. It was quite
did it affect
exciting.
The momentum? Did
well, I had to have tactical. Some midget gems just to calm myself down. But yeah, no, it was very, very exciting. And then another thing that I've not seen in Manx football for a long time, one of the Michael subs turned up late. Right. Yeah, got changed, was on the bench. Game went to extra time. He got changed again and then went.
Really?
So, third sub not used, actually, and then actually left before the game. So that was Apo. The guy that used to play for Foxtel. Yeah, Yavuz, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good commitment, that. I like that.
Yeah, so he came, got changed again, and then went again before
yeah,
the game
see
was
the
finished.
Chicken, so.
Yeah, no, I think he did see the chicken. Yeah.
He probably brought it and just let it loose. And then.
So, like, do get in touch with any of you who've had pitch invasions from any type of animal.
Yeah.
Did it happen to you guys, maybe?
No.
No. They're only young, aren't they?
Yeah.
Never lived. Never even been to
Yeah, there's a long career ahead of them yet.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, please do get in touch at Manx40Pod and across the social medias. And if you have encountered any pitch invasions. I remember being at a game at Paul Rose once that was stopped by a loose dog.
Yeah, I can imagine that's fairly common over here. But,
But not a chicken.
Yeah, no, not a chicken. That takes some going.
So just a reminder, guys, your game's 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. How are you going to deal with that? Obviously, 11 o'clock's a bit of an unusual kickoff time. You're getting your pasta in, you're about 9 o'clock, maybe?
I'm not sure. I think
it's
like,
isn't it?
I think the Cheshire game was around there, so I think we're used to it, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, I seem to know more about the ground than you guys do, but should be a good venue for it. A fun fact, which you can bore your teammates with, it's built on an old gravel pit.
Right, okay.
The lads are loving this. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to play this podcast on the coach. On the way down.
Well, we do get told it's better than a sleeping pill.
Yeah, if you're any lads, trouble dropping off on Saturday night, you're too excited, just put this on, it'll put them straight out. Dave, Comby Corner?
Yeah, obviously with the FA Cup taking centre stage, it was a bit of a mixed fixture list last weekend, so there was only one game in Comby 1. Peel won 3-1 over Douglas High School Old Boys at Blackberry Lane. Alec, sorry if I pronounced this wrong, Akalango, okay.
Thanks, Taylor.
There you go.
Jack Evans. Every week.
Yeah, he's better than me already. he can read the weather as well.
Yeah.
Jack Elliott, Liam Knifton scored for the Westerners, and Aaron Larissey got the goal for Old Boys.
I think I saw on Peel's socials that they all three of them had come through the academy, or the junior setup.
I believe they have, which is obviously a good sign for the future, isn't it? So that's cemented their place in the top four, but they do remain some 8 points adrift of the top two, St Mary's and Corinthians, who didn't play their game, was understandably postponed.
Yeah.
Three games took place in Comby 2, with Bradman remaining in third place thanks to a 3-1 win away at Maloo. Josh Brew got a couple of goals and was joined by John McMullen. David Byrne scored for Maloo. Ayr have moved up to fifth thanks to a hard-fought 3-2 win at Onchan. Matt Chauncey, Deacon Lombard Chibnall, your favourite name in Manx football.
Yeah, easily.
And Kieran Talbot got the goals for them. Bernard Aspel was amongst the scorers for the O's.
He scored both, Matty.
There you go, good knowledge, mate. Elsewhere, St John's got the better of Jim's 4-2 at Morney Cloy to remain ninth on the table. Barry Harden got two for Jim's, but there's no details of.
Yeah, St John's Comby, if anyone listening, I know there's only three of you listening, but if one of you knows anyone at St John's Comby, we can never get their flipping scorers, can we?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many times you tweet them, they just don't bother.
So please do get in touch. It's not hard these days, is it, Dave?
No, exactly. So it takes 5 seconds to tweet scores, isn't it?
Yeah. So please do get in touch on a Saturday or Sunday or even a Monday morning.
We're feel better now, you've got that off your chest.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's my rant for the year. so the Barry Harden, though.
Yes.
What a player.
He's been around for like however long.
Former Geordie's player, Jacob, obviously. Obviously, Jacob knew that, Dave Reed's weather?
Unfortunately, there is a yellow weather warning in place. You do love it when I say that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We should get some more dramatic sound effects when you do that. You know, that Instagram filter.
We had, when we had the podcast, the Christmas quiz with Agent Machine, he had some sound effects, didn't he? The mastermind ones, maybe something along those lines.
We'll workshop it.
All right. So there's a weather warning in place with frosty and icy conditions expected, as well as gale force winds, which will continue into Saturday morning, and there'll also be a few outbreaks of rain and possibly some fog, so it's all looking a bit ominous, I'm afraid. I reckon there'll be a few.
So, two things. What are the chances of the lads getting away on the plane on Saturday morning?
Thankfully it's the plane, they should be okay.
Okay.
The fog comes in later on in the day, and obviously if they were sailing, I would say it's a pretty bad chance, but you were okay.
What about the football on Saturday?
I think there'll be a few postponements.
Are we going to have the rarities of pitches that are iced?
That would be good, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be good. maybe you'd have to get like a really long extension lead with a hairdryer.
Oh, yeah.
I can just see that.
Back hairdryer.
Again, these kids have grown up in the world of undersoil heating. But do you remember when like FA Cup ties, always third round weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
People used to have to bring out all their plastic bags and put them all over the pitch, didn't they?
Those were the days.
Halcyon days. Orange footballs, hey?
Oh, yeah, bring them back.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, looks like this to us.
We're too old for this, aren't we?
Right, just point you towards the Manx Independent this week. I'm sure you always skip to the news agents to buy one, but there's two great football fixtures in it this week. Yeah, Dave, you did an interview, well, you've done something with Brodie Patience, haven't you?
Yeah, this was actually last week's one. Brodie Patience, right. He's done really well for the University of Houston in America. He's been one of their best players this year, and he's ended up being named in the NAIA All-American team for 2019, which is no mean feat. He's done brilliantly. So I caught up with him last week, so there's a interview in the paper there.
And his stats were something ridiculous, but then he contribute X silly amount of goals and assists and something like that.
Yeah, so he was the leader in pretty much all the stats, and he led the team with 10 goals, 12 assists. He had 32 points, 48 shots, and 30 shots on goal, and five of those were winning strikes as well. That's already put him into. He was there for 4 years. He's already the career leader in assists with 20. The previous record was 11, and as well as game-winning strikes, and he's second all-time in goals with 24. So it just shows you how much he's done in 4 years.
Well, it just shows you as well what a grounding at a windy Gary Moore can do.
Yes, that's it.
Play anywhere after that. This week's indeed, obviously, apart from there's an FA Cup special team of the week, which if that doesn't excite you, nothing will. But there's also sticking with the quiz theme, it's Eric Clegg's Manx football quiz.
Now, this would be a good one for the under-18s.
Yeah, yeah, something for you to do on the plane on the way over. So there's how many questions, Dave?
Don't ask. I can't remember.
You set it.
It's about 26, I think.
26 questions. So
I might have just made that up.
Yeah. It's very random.
Yeah.
But if the Agent Rashid Christmas quiz special got wet your appetite, please do pick up an independent. We're going to reveal the answers. I loved how vague you were, an independent or examiner in the near future, you said.
Yeah, well, we've got to give people a chance to
just keep buying papers.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially. Right, yeah. But if you have a look at that, there's some interesting, obviously, tidbits to be picked up from that.
Absolutely.
Right, that's about it for this week. Lads, good luck on Sunday. You, yeah. Good luck. Hopefully, we'll be talking about the semi-final in a few weeks' time.
And hopefully, everything goes to plan.
So that'll be the furthest an 18s team's ever been, I think, if you get to the semi-final. Because obviously, the Magic Class of 2009 did it. I think I had Kent at the bowl, which was a... Well, you probably too probably not even born by that point, but yeah. Josh Kelly even had a beard at that point, I think. No, he didn't. Josh Kelly didn't have a beard at that point. That's how long ago.
Well.
That's how long ago it was. But yes, so good luck. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the gravel pit.
Good luck, lad.
And hopefully, we'll get a home tie next.
Yes, fingers crossed. And we can give it the full Manx Football Pod experience again. Hopefully, Taylor will listen to a few more from now on.
We'll see.
I've come on a few times.
Yeah, don't overcommit, Taylor. Right, well, that's about it for this week. Until next week.
Ta-ta for now.